1990, suddenly, or it feels like suddenly, there are two grants from ASW, which I guess is Bus Council South Wales.
No, actually, ASW is Allied Steel and Wire.
So, no idea.
When we were doing our last year with Arts by Umbrella, and this was another reason why we left, because we wouldn't have been able to, the sponsorship manager from Allied Steel and Wire happened to come see our show in the park. Every A Wish Washes Whiter, and it had us all doing the Pixies that are now look like Teletubbies. I think they ripped off our idea. And she absolutely loved it and fell in love with our show and came to us and said, look, make me a proposal if you want, we have a budget to support local community art stuff, and your local community arts, so make us a proposal. So we then proposed that they bought us the new Big Top, and she said, okay, I'll give you £5,000 the first year of our relationship to see how it is. So with that £5,000, we ran out and bought the new blue tent. And then after that, we had 3 more years of money, so we had to put in a proposal for how we... And so the second year, we built the seating bank and upgraded the lighting, and, we had a plan of what we were going to spend our money on. And they upped their money for 10,000 a year. So the first year in 1990, we had £5,000, and then for 3 years afterwards, we had £10,000. So we had money to improve the capital equipment, but also to put into making our shows a bit better, because at that point, we were still being told by the Arts Council that circus wasn't art, and there was no point in asking them for money, even though we were. We were being told, turned down all the time at that point. So actually, Allied Steel and Wire giving us that money enabled us to carry on, because it was like, we've got to get better. So, that enabled us to put some money into our productions, a bit more than we had, and improve our performances and hire in some external direction and, make a bit of a difference to the quality of the work.
And I guess the sort of the evolution of the company was sort of a gradual thing, but when you look at that, it feels like that's a kind of a little...
Yeah, it's a little jump to get our own tent. And of course, go into competition with the person we've been working with. And actually that year, he was planning to tour, and he... We had quite naughtily taken half of the contacts from when we were working. We'd written to them ourselves and said, it's us, the ones that have been doing this work for the last X number of years. Do you want to book us? And they booked us instead of him. But neither of us had enough in that first year enough gigs to actually make a viable tour. And he ended up dropping, so he didn't go out on tour, and then we picked up all the rest of those gigs, which made a viable tour for us. So it was a bit like
the traditional circus. For all the kind of the tent nerds out there, could you describe the blue tent?
Blue tent is a 57 foot by 27 foot, what we call a sort of mini big top. So it's bigger than a marquee, but smaller than a really big top. It's got two poles, and we had seating three quarters of the way around, so we played in what's called thrust. And the capacity, once we built our own seating bank, was 350 sort of family audience, or 300 adults on tiered aluminium seating, which mostly Tom and Tim and Lurch spent a winter in a shed welding, cutting and grinding and screwing together, while Richie and myself were in the office organising the tour and other things. So built ourselves.
You must have felt quite proud.
we were quite proud. The first gig was in Cardiff, and we went to put it all together because the shed wasn't big enough to put it all together. And when we tried to fit it all together, it wouldn't fit. So we had to spend another day on site cutting and grinding angles to make them fit into the slots, because, you know, we had two sets. A stringer is the thing that the seating boards fit into. We'd made two stringers and we'd fitted all the boards into those two stringers, which was all we could put up in the shed, and then we had to put up 32 stringers and realised that actually some of the stringers were slightly different shapes as well, so nothing was standard fit, and we were running around grinding and welding to put it all together right up until when they opened the doors to the tent, I think. Yeah.
It's a Moffat State story.
Yeah. Well, the first year we took the blue tent out, and the first show we did, we hadn't put the tent up properly. So we'd been in rehearsals and we'd been rehearsing on the Chinese pole, and it was all fine. And then when we came to try and put the pole up in Lantrisson, where we'd put the tent up the first time after rehearsals, so the second time we'd ever put the tent up, we were like, the pole's longer than it was last time. We can't fit it into the roof. It won't stand up straight. It's like an angle of about 30 degrees. What's gone on? And we realised that we put the tent down too low. But there were like 350 people waiting to come in to see the show. And we were just still doing the teching. So we were soaring a foot off the bottom of the Chinese pole while the audience were waiting outside with a hacksaw. No, just tell them another 10 minutes. We'll be ready to start.
Takes a while as well.
Yeah.